Hello and welcome to On the Couch with M&M. M&M obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of On the Couch with M&M.
Today we're joined by real estate legend, I should say, Enzo Raimondo, former REIV president,
CEO.
And now director of CEO of Real Estate View.
That's correct, yeah.
Also joined with him is Barry Sloan, also part of the Real Estate View entity. Yes. And we're going to be talking about the past and the present and the future of the online portals of real estate. So welcome to the show, guys.
Well, thank you, Maria. Thank you, Manos.
It's great to have you on board. I'm really excited about this launch of the new product that you have called 360. So, but before we go into that, you've been in the real estate industry collectively for over
17 years.
25 years. So you've seen a huge change, especially through, you know, obviously the internet coming through and all that. Talk to us about that. Let's start with you, Enzo. What's the biggest change you've seen?
Look, no doubt the biggest change has been the way property is marketed with the advent of digital.
Yeah.
But also there's been a huge change in consumers' expectations and the information that is now freely available that, you know, when I was young and looking to buy a house, you got in the real estate agent's car and he showed you what was available.
Yes.
That doesn't happen anymore. People can see what they want online. They can research prices. They can do a whole range of things. And I was interested in the online space in the late 90s, and I went to Los Angeles, and I spent some time with the Realtor.com people, and it was just starting up then, and it really took my interest. And I said, I actually want to do this in Australia. So I came back to Australia, and I worked in Adelaide at the time as the CEO of the Real Estate Institute of South Australia, and we started a portal called propertyview.com.au, which was September 1999.
Wow.
And unfortunately for SA, or fortunately for them, whichever way you want to look at it, I got the job in Melbourne in December 1999. So I moved across early in 2000, and I came across here. And I did the same with a group of agents. We started Real Estate View. And throughout that journey, I was CEO of the REIV, where obviously the main tasks, apart from training and advocacy and lobbying and legislation and representation, you know, you get to meet lots of politicians and policymakers, and you work out what legislation needs tweaking. They tell you sometimes they ask you, but it's, you know, that is the most important but thankless task as a CEO of an industry association that you perform.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. And yeah. Barry, what do you think the biggest change has been over the last?
I think.
I mean, you worked on the ground as a salesperson.
You've been on the tools. You're still currently an auctioneer.
Absolutely. I remember the days where they'd roll up the cars would roll up to the open for inspections and people would be tackling the newspaper in the front of the car and walk in
with the black and white sketches paper.
Yeah. Yes. And I think really education of buyers. Mm. Buyers are better educated today than ever before. I think the shift of focus has gone from us as real estate agents technically telling them what properties, for example, would compare with to now with as we know, with three clicks of a button, they're as educated, and I would argue more educated than most of the trips on the ground out there. Absolutely. Because even at auctions, when you're starting off, does this compare with this one? Does this compare with that one? And remembering that we see our brand generally, we would be expected to know the results of others that have sold, but they have seen everything everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's really that I think that they've taken the lead with the educational process, and it's up to agents now to keep up and be at the forefront of everything that's going on.
We are truly no longer the gatekeepers of information. Mm. No. We used to hold all the information close to our chest, because that's where we perceived our value to the consumer. And say, if we've got the information, that's where they're going to see the value, and that's obviously going to be remunerated. But that's taken a total 360.
Absolutely.
And obviously you've got your product launch, Property 360, which is going to be amazing for the industry. It's very exciting.
Very exciting.
But this show is about business owners. This is about people how to run really, really successful businesses. What space does the digital platform available to business owners and enhance their opportunities out there in the marketplace? What should they be doing in the digital space to really
stand out
and be a point of difference?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Most people see digital as a disruptor, and I hate that word disruption. I believe it's evolution. It's not disruption.
Yeah.
It's evolution.
Well said.
And things do change and evolve. But I would be looking at digital or internet or anything like social media as an opportunity. And you've got to be at every level as a business to get your brand out there. The younger people look at Facebook and Instagram and whatever else they look at. Some people look at internet portals, some people still look at the paper, you know, but I don't think there's a long life for print anymore. So I'd be embracing every opportunity to get your brand out, but not just get your brand out for the sake of getting it out. Say something meaningful, give consumers something that they want and that they need.
What is it that they want?
Well, they want information.
Information, yeah.
And, you know, the good thing about Property 360 on Real Estate View is that we're closing that information gap, or information asymmetry, as it's called. We want to give consumers in every house, in every street, in every suburb in Australia, everything they need to know about a street or a property.
Or the area that they want to move into.
Or the area that
they
want to move
into. Not just the street, the whole area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
and to have an interaction with your agent at the open for inspection, to be able to have an iPad and walk up to an agent and say, are these the best comparable sales for the property?
So it's live.
And absolutely. And that's one thing that I've had to learn about on being online, to coin the phrase, that everything is now.
Yeah.
If you wait an hour,
it's
happened.
Yeah.
Isn't
so
it amazing how everything has to be instantaneous?
Yeah.
You get really angry if you're waiting 3 seconds on a website but something doesn't happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the important thing too is, whilst people appreciate facts and figures, and you can give them a whole lot of facts and figures and they can do what they like with them, it's a bit more altruistic. What is it that we can give them? What will those facts and figures enable them to do? And it will enable them to make a decision, an informed decision about whether they should sell, buy, invest, rent, whatever.
Or move to a particular area.
Move to a particular area.
Because they can
research
the area.
Yeah.
Look at schools. And the whole purpose of why we came up with Property 360 on realestateview.com.au is we want consumers to have as much information as possible. And we've got 10 million street addresses in Australia where they can look at.
Yeah.
But more importantly, as consumers, they get all this information. But for the agents, they're able to communicate with those consumers because they will be able to interact with them through their IP address, through their email, through their mobile devices. We can send them targeted ads or targeted messages. There's an open here. Are you interested in this property? Or this one's just under contract. So it's all real time, as Barry said. People want to know things as it's happening. And, look, the other thing is, you know, we just want to provide a medium where it's not costly as well. I mean, you know, one of the biggest things when property advertising was print, that was the biggest expense apart from the fee. Print advertising was the biggest expense. Now we've got internet becoming the same way as print. And guess what? The new media is being owned by the old media. I mean, you know, News Corp owns realestate.com, Fairfax owns Domain, and they're not putting prices down. And the whole purpose of the internet was competition, prices going down.
Well, it's quite interesting you say that, is because real estate is probably the only industry where the internet has actually become more expensive rather than being more affordable.
Absolutely.
Whereas technology is making
everything
more
affordable.
So every other platform, there's a decrease in price because obviously volumes
because of
decrease.
The efficiency of
exactly.
The internet, that's exactly what should be happening. Prices should be going down. Now, just to give you an example, if you put your house on, and let's use car sales as an example, it doesn't matter whether it's a Rolls Royce or a Camry, it's going to cost you exactly the same, but not on the portals. Why?
Well, they are certainly, I mean, without getting too political, there's a monopoly there. So they're able to, and it's a space that's extremely controlled by some major players, which is understandable. But the way we look at it as well is it's a space that, okay, we're faced with that. So there's a challenge there in itself, but how do we best position ourselves to overcome that? And obviously, as a business owner,
best value to our vendors.
I'll tell you what I've noticed.
And that's why we're really excited with your product, because it's not competing in that same space.
No, we're not competing in the classifieds.
You've gone actually sideways.
Yeah, we found a little niche there. We want to provide leads to agents and to channel partners like insurance companies and mortgage brokers, etc.
And information to clients.
And information, most importantly, the information to the clients. I'll tell you what I have noticed in my years of dabbling in the IT space is that a lot of people now actually just put in a street address in Google.
Mm.
So a lot, 30% of the people coming to Real Estate View don't go through realestateview.com.au. They go through Google and they put in a street address. So it's really important for agents not to get focused on one or two portals. They should be promoting their own brand and the street address of the property so that they actually rank higher than the portals through SEO when people put a street address in. Because that's the way it's going.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have a look at someone that's looked at a property online, and they might have found it at one of the portals, but they go back in and just put the street address in Google and they keep going back.
And it's quite interesting. It's not just in real estate. I've seen in many business cards now, instead of people providing their www.xyz.com.au and now it's .io and
And now there's no .com.au anymore. No. Now you can actually have eView at Frankston.
That's right. So everyone is going, so the new, the change that I see is that people say, on their business cards, Google me.
Yeah.
That's what their new search criteria is.
Email addresses.
That's it. So I think phone numbers is one. If you don't have your phone number as a .com.au, if you don't own that, I strongly suggest you go register it.
Do we?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we
do. And mine as well?
I'll go and register mine now on that advice.
and our kids. Okay. So it's really, really important that you register your phone number as a URL, but also your own name.
Hmm.
Make sure that you own your own name. And there was a great podcast by Josh Cobb, who's a social media expert, is the importance of obviously controlling your own domain name so that no one else can control it.
Absolutely.
So it's really, really important. So as business leaders out there, we understand the platform, we understand the landscape of digital at this point in time, we understand who the players are. So positioning yourself and making sure that you're aligning yourself with organisations like your own Real Estate View, property, taking on board
Everything that's available.
Everything is available. And that's what I think is the challenge of a business owner. We're wearing all these hats. We're worried about our team. We're obviously making
listing and selling
property. And then to have all this digital technology that you've got to be abreast about. So what advice would you give to business owners to really, or what have you seen out there in the marketplace who've really taken that next step and said, you know what, I need some assistance here.
Yeah,
what's the best way about going?
And I'm a small business participant. I'm a CEO of a small business competing against big gorillas. So it's not a good place to be sometimes. But
it's exciting.
It is,
because I think we're not the Titanics. Titanics take a long time.
So we're
to
a little
be able
skip.
To. Yeah, yeah, and I think the power's going back to the little guys. I really, really do. I think
the challenge is to stay relevant, build a good team around you. I mean, you can have all the tools and stuff, but if you don't have a dedicated team, a committed team that don't believe what you stand for, then you're not going to make it. Unfortunately, it's the people you have in your business that will make it or break it.
Yeah. Maria's saying, show me your people and I'll show you how good your business is.
Absolutely. Because one consistent thing won't ever change, like what we spoke about earlier, is to provide a level of service that's beyond any reasonable expectation.
Yeah.
You know, if we all do that all the time, all the digital space, all the print space, all of that stuff will take care of itself. If we have good working relationships with people, and by definition that people know your voice when you call them.
Yeah.
I can sit here and say my clients might need to see me 2.3 times a year given the amount of space and time and territory. However, they all can get a phone call from the car, text message on Facebook, LinkedIn, happy birthday, that sort of thing. That's something that the internet will never take over.
It's a relationship. The tools going back to the relationship.
The tools are an enabler.
Yeah.
And I go back to people again because I've had, you know, it's the hardest thing to get right. I mean, I've made terrible mistakes with some people, believing that they were part of a good team and, you know, it didn't work out. But anyway, that happens in life. But you've got to have people, and it's not a cult thing. They've got to believe in what you're doing and the brand, and they've got to be part of the 100%. Team. You can't have people in there.
No.
They've got to really believe that they've got to be part of the team and let the ego, leave the ego at the front door and come in as a team member.
Mm.
I think the old-fashioned principles still apply even in this modern age of, all, as I said, all the tools that you can use to enable your business to be better promoted and, you know, get your message out, but it's the actual people that will make it.
Like-minded people working together for the same goal.
The same cause. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think you can't do it now in isolation.
No.
I think that's where the shift is. You need to be aligned with an organisation. You need to be aligned with a number of organisations, that collective, to be able to prosper.
And you can't be a benevolent dictator anymore.
No.
I mean, it's got to be consensus in a business. As much as you might be a CEO, I mean, you've got to, everybody has to have a say in what's happening in the business.
Yeah.
And you know, some of these people in your business come up with some of the best ideas sometimes.
Mm. They do. They do. Yeah. Knowledge, shared knowledge.
So can we go back to the products? Is that okay?
Yeah.
So 360 is launched when?
Well, 360 is available now as a beta site on realestateview.com.au, and you can search for, we've got 10 million street addresses in there, so you can search for any property in Australia. It'll give you the history, how many times it sold, how many times it rented, the medians in the suburb, the points of interest in the suburb, the helix personas of, you know, the type of people who live, the demographics of the people who live there, what they earn, et cetera, et cetera. So that's all really good stuff.
Well, but to me, that was the best out of all the property searches that I've done, information. There's no more, I haven't seen another portal that actually provides
as much
detail and the accuracy.
On one page.
On one page.
Yeah. So it's really quick and easy and you'll get all the information you want. But at the end of this month, at the end of May, a really exciting feature we're releasing, which is called a price estimate tool. So we'll enable people themselves, that homeowners, to value their own property the same way as a desktop valuation is done by valuers in the banks. So we've written an algorithm that serves up the best comparables to your property, 15 of them. It'll pick three, but then you can pick your own if you want to, and you can watch the price go up or down depending on whether you're close or not. So we think that's a real differentiator for the consumers, and not only their own property, they can do it to the house next door if they want to, or their sons or daughters,
or a home that they're looking to purchase, or they're interested in. Yeah,
and there's no
so
more.
So it gives
us
the power back to the people. Yeah,
yeah.
No.
So
purchases
I like
and
that.
Agents.
Yeah,
it is a property interaction.
Yes.
It's a community of everybody on Real Estate
View
will get exactly the same information, agents and consumers, and it'll be a really good, open, transparent community. Yeah,
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're very excited.
And also the statement of information, Barry. How easy is that? You just did a bit of a presentation for our team downstairs.
Three clicks of the button.
It's amazing.
Really. I've seen agents who are handwriting them, scanning them, saving them, PDFing them, reprinting them out, and da-da-da. I said, show me what you've got. And I went, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I said, so three clicks of the button, and I think I mentioned earlier that his agent turned around and said, oh, my God, I'll bring the girls in straight away. So it just... two parts to it, I suppose, that the ease of it, that it automatically populates comparable sales. And for those of us who aren't as thorough as other agents, we'll just print the page. That's okay. You can swap out your bits and bobs there. But I suppose for the agency, as I mentioned earlier, you don't want to go in with branded comps for other
that's right.
other names. So every or the three comps will actually say chosen by and your brand.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So
yeah.
when we come back to brand awareness, then in the business, making sure that we're reinforcing our own position in any conversation.
I think that's a good feature.
On the front line at an open for inspection, on the front line at an open for inspection for sale or property management.
Mm.
And even so much as, you know, end of financial year rental statements, you could do them for those.
Mm.
Yeah.
Send them out to landlords. How many landlords, you turned around and said, oh, it's worth that much. I did, had no idea it was worth that much. If you can get me that, I'll sell it.
Yes.
Fantastic. There's another lead.
Yeah.
It's a good
term. No, I think we've evolved. I'm not going to use the term disruptor, as
no.
I said.
No, that's
but
fine.
We've evolved the next step from just being a place to look at properties for sale and rent. We just want to be a bit more. We want to be the thinking person's location or destiny for anything they want to know about property.
Yeah, and I think it's like really, really important. I think that's excellent. Mm. And I think it's really important as business owners to understand what business we're in. And if we can see, instead of going direct competition, how can we go sideways in our business to have that differentiation in the marketplace? And it was a great
information provider. Rather
information
than
provider. Relationships is always going to be key.
Yeah.
Absolutely, always key. Mm. I try and operate in blue seas rather than red.
What's the one? The red ocean, blue ocean.
Red ocean, blue ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
Look it up on Google to get a description on what that's all about, but it's just so
find your
so
niche.
Relevant.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
I can't wait for a day that I walk into an Open for Inspection and see a laptop there and see an agent having a conversation with a purchaser and having that transaction through a laptop or an iPad saying, what are the comps for this property? Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Let's go to Real Estate View Property 360 and here they are.
Yeah.
So it is just going to change the focus. And imagine how much easier our job's going to be when we're all on the same side. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I'll tell you a funny story about Real Estate View, about Trulia or Zillow in America. They have a persona called Beth, right? Everything they do is for a person called Beth who's a 35-year-old mother with two kids. So they believe
their avatar.
That's the exactly right. But anyway, one night I was watching open houses in Australia on Foxtel, and a lady about 35.
There's Beth
with a brochure printed from Real Estate View in Sydney, looking at a property. And I said to my people in the office, "That's our Beth. We've got to market to that person."
Gold.
That's
gold.
Awesome.
That's great.
Well, thank you for joining us today, guys.
My pleasure.
It was fantastic. We're really looking forward to the full
launch of Property 360
of the product, and we'll be there supporting it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And it's great to have you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes. and thank you guys for joining us again on The Couch with M&M, and look forward to, please put your comments down below. Your feedback is always welcome and encouraged. Ask any questions, and we'll see you at the next episode. Thanks for watching.
See ya.
See ya.